Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. You've seen Joel published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. You've seen him as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. You've also seen him probably as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's written six of his own books, including most famously The Money Map, and he's here to share his wisdom with us today. Joel, it's always a pleasure. What's on the docket for today's program?
Well, today we're going to be talking about solving the retirement income puzzle. Many people that come into our office from this program, they have questions about where do I take income from first? When should I trigger my pension? When should I trigger Social Security? A lot of great questions as people near retirement, and even once someone is already in retirement. Many times, and you know this if you're already in retirement, you're wondering if you have the right withdrawal strategy. Successful retirements are not built on the amount of money you've saved. It's not based on the pile of money that you have. It's based on your ability to generate income. How are you going to maximize your income? How are you going to think like a pension plan or somebody that runs a pension plan does, where there's basically been a promise? Think about how a pension plan works. There's been a promise to pay out a monthly check for someone as long as they live. How is that pension plan invested? It's invested to pay income out. It's not invested to get the most out of the market in the years where the market goes up. It's invested to get a smooth rate of return. And if you don't have the ability to generate consistent income, if you don't have some kind of a plan for that, you could be in deep trouble. So here on Money Wisdom today, we're going to be talking about how to solve this puzzle. It used to be simple. You know, you'd have your pension and your Social Security, and you'd have a little bit of money at the bank, and you didn't have to worry about a thing. My grandfather had Social Security and his pension, and that was enough for him to live on. But it's totally different today, right? Company pensions are going away. So unless you work for the federal government or a local government agency for the most part, or if you're a teacher, I guess, for the most part, pensions are going away. There are potential cuts to Social Security. We all know there's a shortfall in Social Security. We're not getting any money at the bank, although that might change soon. And bond yields are quite anemic, if you will. So we've got stock market at all-time highs. The fact that we're living longer than ever before, it all adds up to one thing. And you've got to have, and John, this is why we're going to be talking about this today, you've got to have a rock-solid strategy to generate income. Because with interest rates so low and the stock market so high, the mistakes, the consequences of a mistake in this area are just far, far too high. Consequences are greater than they used to be because of the dynamics of what's going on in the financial markets. And that's amplified by the fact that we're all living longer. So we're going to talk about how to make your money last in retirement, the different options you have. How do we make sure that your retirement is this income workhorse, that your investments are this workhorse that provides monthly income for as long as you live, and maybe you have something left over for the organizations that you care about or the people that you love?
Well, the first step in solving that retirement income puzzle is getting the most out of your Social Security benefits and your pension benefits. Let's take those one at a time, Joel. Social Security, a lot of mistakes get made on that front just because people don't have a plan. They say, all right, well, I'm retiring now, so I should start my Social Security now. Or, well, I'm 62, I can take the money now, let's go ahead and take it. Or, I want to get the biggest benefit I can get, I'll wait till 70. That may not be the right choice for you.
And I was just recently listening to a friend of mine who also does a radio show, and he was talking about how important it is that he knows who's listening to his program. And he was talking about the different radio shows and the different radio hosts out there. And without naming names here, you know, there's one host that does a great job of getting people out of debt, making sure that they're not a slave to your debt. There's another radio program where the host consistently talks about people just starting out, how to save money, how to save in your 401k and so on. And then my friend, he knows that his audience is people that have done fairly well in life, that don't need to worry about, you know, buying a latte every day. They don't have that problem. They've done a good job saving. And so this idea of knowing our audience, those of us that are on the radio, is so, so important. And what's my point here? My point is that when you go through the grocery aisle and you pick up Money Magazine or Kiplinger's or some other financial publication, and it says everybody should wait until they're 70 to collect Social Security, Think about who that advice is written towards. It's written towards people where their major asset in retirement is Social Security. Most of our clients are not like that. Most of our clients have done a good job saving money. Social Security is just a piece. And so some of them should take it at age 62. Believe it or not, that goes against some conventional wisdom, but believe it or not, some people should take Social Security at age 62. They should leave other investments alone. So again, we don't know until we know your individual situation, but the timing of Social Security is the foundation of your income plan. And we put pensions in there also. But by not taking it at the right time or by draining another account while you leave Social Security alone, it could be costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars. And maybe you don't have as much to pass on to the organizations that you care about or the people that you love because you didn't time this right. The other thing that's interesting is if you're collecting Social Security and you're over 65, you're getting Medicare. You're on Medicare. And that means your premiums are based on your total income. So if you take income in the wrong order, you could trigger a higher Medicare premium because you spike over the amounts that you can have to have lower Medicare premiums. We've seen people's Medicare premiums go from $120 a month to $300 and something a month just because they didn't think through their strategy to collect income and to time where their income is coming from. And part of that MoneyMap retirement review that we do for you when you come in and visit with us is delivering to you a customized Social Security analysis, not based on some wisdom out of a magazine, based on your individual situation.
Now, with pensions, I think one of the bigger mistakes we see there is the spousal benefit options. And a lot of people make the wrong call on that and then realize a year or two after the fact, oh, we should have done it the other way, but then it's too late. There's no undoing that decision.
Yeah, I had a client that was an administrator here in Connecticut for the education system, and he took a pension where he didn't include his wife. He had 100% payout, and it was a very, very nice pension. And even though they were okay because he'd done such a great job saving money and he had the right amount of life insurance to offset that pension, I know before he died in the last 6 months or so, he wished he would have taken the survivor option. And so that doesn't mean everybody should take the survivor option on a pension, but we need to think this through as part of an overall financial plan. Again, we don't want to get sucked into this idea that this conventional wisdom, this wisdom that's put out there, whether it's online or in financial publications, is the same for everybody. That's just so wrong. You are a unique individual. You need a unique plan. The other thing we're seeing a lot with pensions these days is companies want to buy out their pensions. They want to say, we're nervous about how long people are living. We're nervous about the promises we've made. We'd rather give people the option to take a lump sum. And for most individuals right now that are getting those offers to, instead of taking a monthly check, take a lump sum, roll it over to an IRA, that's a tax-free transaction, and then managing the money themselves to create a monthly check, for most people, that's the better option, is to take that rollover. Now, not for everybody. It's the same thing as I was just saying. You know, you don't want to take the same advice and apply it to everybody. But for many people, taking control of that pension asset is more important. I'll just give you an example. We have a gentleman that's been a client for a number of years. In fact, he's moved south since he became a client. But he had an option with a big company here in Connecticut, and he had the option of taking a monthly check or taking about $600,000 in a lump sum. Well, we did a thorough analysis. We figured out what rate of return or what rate of cash flow is he getting from the monthly check as opposed to taking the $600,000. And we figured out that he was getting about 6%. So he takes $600,000, they were offering him $3,000 a month. Well, he didn't need the $3,000 a month right away. We rolled over that $600,000. It's been able to generate the income he needs. After a couple of years, he turned on income, and he has control of the asset now. He can take bigger withdrawals from time to time to go on vacations if he wants to. He can gift. He can pay for grandchildren's college education because he took control of the asset. So there's a lot of questions about pensions and Social Security, and it's important that you just don't follow the conventional wisdom. Get a customized analysis. Sit down with somebody who's an expert, somebody that has worked with many, many retirees so they can anticipate the challenges that you'll have in retirement, and they can also, it won't be the first time they've run an analysis and helped somebody make a decision on pensions and Social Security. So we look forward to doing that for you. If you choose to use us, if you don't choose to use us, that's okay too. We just want to make sure you have the right information and the right right guidance, and you just don't follow this cookie-cutter wisdom that's out there when it comes to Social Security and pensions.
Well, Joel, you say you're happy to help, but if somebody wants that help, how do we make it happen, and what's that whole process look like?
Well, the process is very simple. We call it our money map process. And what happens is you come in, you sit down, and you visit with us in one of our offices. We have offices all over the area here. Usually we have an office very close to you. It's a neighborhood office. And we have a get-to-know-you meeting. We just sit down. We get to know each other. You get to know us. We get to know you. And usually during that meeting, we're asking a lot of questions because we want to hear what's important to you. Obviously, we look at what you've saved. We look at the potential income sources that you have. So if you have Social Security, if you have pensions, as we've been talking about, we look at those things. We just gather a lot of information in that first meeting. During the first meeting, near the end, you get to decide whether you want us to do an analysis. And you come back, and we do a thorough analysis for you if you come back. If you don't want to come back, if you just feel like either there's not a good fit or you've gotten all the information you need, then that's okay too. So it's just a very comfortable meeting over a cup of coffee, and we're talking about your goals, your dreams, and so on. We've been talking about Social Security and pensions. Many of you are focused on investment returns. You also don't want to ignore the one thing that could have an immediate impact, profound impact, as a matter of fact, on your investments, which is taxes. So whether it's Social Security, pensions, taxes, investment returns. You know, it's not what you make, it's what you keep, and it's how you take those withdrawals in retirement. It's how you trigger pensions and Social Security. And that's the question is, you know, making the right decisions here can have a huge impact on getting the most out of your retirement and a huge impact on how little, because you want to pay as little as possible to Uncle Sam. So come on in, get that analysis. Again, we call it our Money Map Retirement Plan. It's customized for you. It starts with a simple visit. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. So if you save $250,000 for retirement, we're ready to take your call. Call in at 1-800-705-1232. Let's set up a time for us to visit with you, and we'll walk through this money map process. You get to know us. You get to be the judge whether you want us to do a little work for you. And if you don't want us to do work for you, that's okay. We'll give you a lot of value in that meeting. I mean, literally, you could save tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars by the advice that we give you. So call now. It's 1-800-705-1232. Come on in. Get your Money Map Retirement Review. You can also text that number, by the way. Again, 1-800-705-1232. You've got nothing to lose. We promise we'll give you value in that meeting. We'll give you everything that we have, and there really is no obligation. As you know, we've been blessed building this firm. We've got plenty of business. We don't need to pressure anybody. So call now. Give us a buzz. Get a copy of one of my books, The Money Map or The 401k Guide or any of the books that we have available to you. 1-800-705-1232.
Great opportunity if you're retired already or you'll be retiring soon. And when I say soon, I mean in the next 10 or 15 years, you want to be sure you have your ducks in a row. Go ahead and reach out. Again, call or text, whichever is easiest for you. If you text, be sure to include your first and last name. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. When you come in, you'll get a copy of one of Joel's books, The Money Map or Forced to Retire, or one of his other ones that you feel fits your situation the best. 800-705-1232 is the number to call. So show me somebody who's really enjoying retirement, somebody who's living it up, traveling, spending time with their family and their friends, and we'll show you somebody who has a strategy to generate income in retirement. On the other hand, show us somebody who's afraid to spend a nickel. They're living in constant fear of running out of money. And we'll show you somebody who doesn't have a strategy to generate income. They might have a lot of assets, but they don't have that plan for generating income. This is Money Wisdom. We're helping you solve the retirement income puzzle. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti. Joel, we talked about making the most of your Social Security and your pensions. Another thing that we want to do to help solve that retirement income puzzle is reduce our taxes in retirement. That may not increase our income, but it certainly does reduce our expenses, which at the end of the day does increase our income, essentially.
Right. We get to keep more of our money. When my mom and dad, or I should say when my dad retired, and my dad's 81 now, by the way. He's going to turn 82 this year. But when he retired, that was a big thing that we looked at is how can we generate your income and have the least amount of income tax possible? At the time, he was actually living in California. He lives in Minneapolis now. But California has a very aggressive income tax. And so, you know, if we could save him money in federal taxes and California taxes, it might mean, you know, if he's taken $5,000 a month of income out of his accounts, maybe he saves $6,000 over the course of a year in income taxes, which is significant. You know, it's not a huge amount of money, but hey, you can take a moderate vacation with that or, you know, do something nice for the grandkids. I was like, when he does something nice for my kids. So the taxes are so important, and it's usually not on the top of mind of most retirees. But remember, I mean, you look over the course of a lifetime, you know, if my dad retires at 65 and he lives to be 90 and you take $6,000 or $7,000 a year savings and taxes, I mean, you're talking about, you know, well over $100,000 in tax savings, which is just fantastic. So the other thing that you may not realize is that you have more control over your taxes in retirement. Those of you that are retired right now, I mean, you have so much more control over the amount of income tax you pay than when you were working. Because remember, when you were working, you were getting W-2 income. You had to pay into Social Security because it was earned income. Now you're retired, you can decide where to withdraw money from, which we'll talk about in just a minute. You know, what order do you withdraw money from? You could do a Roth conversion. You can manipulate your income. And remember, when I say lower taxes on income, I don't mean lower income. I just mean good income strategies. So you can manipulate those income strategies so you save money on your Medicare premiums, because Medicare premiums are based on your income, as I mentioned earlier. And so here's the thing. Most people will pay through the nose in taxes on their investments. In fact, you could even have investments that don't do a good job being tax efficient. So it's really, really important that this is part of your retirement income strategy, paying less in taxes.
Now, Joel, for a lot of people, as we referenced, there's a big pile of money, a nice collection of assets in the IRA or the 401k. But when you don't have a plan for income, you haven't really mapped out how you're going to withdraw the money from those accounts. And that's part of solving the retirement income puzzle, is knowing exactly how you're going to withdraw the money from your retirement accounts.
Well, and I'll use myself as an example just to set this up for you. I have a 401k here at the company. I also have a defined benefit pension plan. Just think of that as a traditional pension plan. I will get Social Security. My wife will get Social Security. So Wendy will collect Social Security based on my benefit. I have a brokerage account. And so there's a number, what is it, maybe five or six places we can withdraw money from. We could withdraw money at the same time from each one of those pieces. So if I retire, which, by the way, I love what I'm doing, I don't see myself retiring, but let's just pretend for a minute I'm going to retire, and I've got these five places I can turn on income from, between Social Security, my pension, the 401k, the brokerage account, Social Security, and so on. I could take income equally from all those places. I could say I want $10,000 a month, and I'm going to take, you know, $1,500 a month or $2,000 a month from each of those places. I could do that. Or I could say, I'm going to drain one of those accounts first. Maybe I turn on Social Security, or maybe I drain my 401k first and leave the other things alone to grow. That might get me higher income and lower taxes. So just the fact that you spend a little time coming up with a great withdrawal strategy might put more money in your pocket, leave a lot more money, again, to the people that you care about and the organizations that you want to support. And it just takes a simple plan, a simple strategy of sitting down and choosing a plan where you decide where to take your money from and in what order. And this is just so important. In fact, John, let's kind of talk about, you know, as we're creating this diversified income plan, let's talk about, other than pensions and Social Security, the different places that we can invest our money and we can turn on income when we want to.
Well, that's right. We talk a lot about having diversification in our portfolio, but having diversification within our income streams is just as important in retirement. So some of the other potential sources for income, things like bonds and dividend-paying stocks and annuities or, you know, rental income, let's kind of break each of those down. How do you use those different components within an income plan for folks who are retiring?
Looking at the whole world of different investment options, you know, we have mutual funds, and those mutual funds can buy dividend paying stocks, or they can buy growth stocks, or they can buy bonds and so on. But mutual funds have their own inherent problems. The tax efficiency of mutual funds can be a problem. Sometimes the expenses are higher than reported. Doesn't mean mutual funds are all bad. We use institutionally priced mutual funds, so they're priced lower than the typical mutual funds you can get, and sometimes they're appropriate. But maybe we should be looking at exchange-traded funds, maybe individual stocks, individual bonds versus bond funds. We can use life insurance. Life insurance can be a great place to draw tax-free income from. Now, that has to be set up usually in your 40s or at least early in your 50s to create an income stream that's tax-free. But for some people, that might be a great spot. Annuities can be appropriate. I own a couple annuities. My dad owns a couple annuities, but they may not be right for you, so it just depends. So we've got all these different places. The key is, let's just think about dividend-paying stocks for a minute, that you've got good, strong companies that pay dividends, that you expect to pay dividends for a long period of time. This portfolio should be professionally managed, so you don't end up with something that, you know, goes down in value a lot, if at all possible, that you can prevent that. But we could just take the dividends, or we could liquidate the stocks to create an income. And we all know that when you liquidate stocks, you get favorable tax treatment. When you take a dividend, you get favorable tax treatment. It's better than taking money out of a 401k. Bonds can be tax-free bonds, or they could be traditional corporate or government bonds. Annuities can be structured in a way where, let's say you're getting $5,000 a month, but maybe only $2,500 is taxable. And again, be careful of annuities. Some of them are really bad deals, but some of them can be okay. Commercial real estate. There's just a number of different ways that you can get involved in different investments that create income. So it's not just the order of withdrawals, which we were talking about earlier. It's structuring your investment portfolio properly for your age and your place in life. Instead of just getting sucked into which stock is going to go up the most over the next 12 to 18 months, that's a real recipe for disaster.
So a lot of different pieces in this jigsaw puzzle that is your retirement income plan. And Joel, a lot of people have done a good job of getting a piece or two right in their situation, but we see very few people who have gotten all the pieces exactly right in their retirement income puzzle. So if somebody wants some help, wants to be sure that they're on the right track, how can we get that help to them?
Well, the first help is come on in for a visit. You know, we may not be able to help you. We can help most of the people that we see, but that doesn't mean we set up an account for you. So, you know, the bottom line is you've saved and invested for retirement. You made some sacrifices a while back so that you'll be in the place you are today. And that's the start. That was a great start at the time, but now what do you do? What do you do with that money? We've been talking about taxes, withdrawal strategies, different types of investments, lowering fees, Social Security and pensions. How do you make all those choices, and how do those choices fit together as if it's one big portfolio of choices, not just individual choices, which is where people get in trouble? So it's what you do with all that money that really matters. Can you legally pay fewer in taxes? Can you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits? Can you turn your investments into this income workhorse that we talk about that can send you monthly checks consistently where you don't have to worry about reducing your lifestyle? You can get the answer to every one of these questions. You can get peace of mind and feel better about your investment plan by getting our Money Map retirement plan. It's customized to you. We take you through the process. It's simple, it's straightforward, and we focus on the different strategies that could help you make the most out of every dollar that you've saved for retirement. And if you have extra money left over at the end of your life, passing that money in the most tax-efficient way to your kids, your grandkids, or organizations that you care about. So we want to give you this Money Map retirement review. It's simple. There's no obligation. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, give us a call now. Set up a time to come into one of our offices, visit with the team, and get your customized Money Map retirement plan. You'll be glad you did. There's no obligation, again, like I said earlier, to become a client. We want to serve you in this way. So call 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232.
We try to make it as convenient as possible for you, so call or text, whichever is best for you. Just be sure to leave your first and last name if you do shoot us a text. The number is the same either way, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. No cost, no obligation to come in and sit down for your Money Map retirement review. 800-705-1232. Joel, it's always great to talk with you, and we appreciate your wisdom as always.
Well, and I just want to say congratulations. Congratulations for investing this time to put yourself on better financial footing. If we can help you, we look forward to doing that. We look forward to visiting with you. But really, sincerely, congratulations for making this investment. We believe your financial future will be better because you've listened to Money Wisdom.
We'll talk with you again, same time, same place, right here next week on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.